Welcome to another edition of the Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app. Presented by Surf Pro of Vermilion County. Chad Baker with you this week, back in studio. Big thanks to the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio for getting us on the air the last couple of weeks. First from Penfield, and then last week from Gifford. Our two trips over to Champaign County the last couple of weeks. Back in the friendly confines here at our main studios here in Vermilion County. And we're about halfway through our half-hour shows here for the summer, getting ready to fire up with high school sports. In fact, we're going to talk high school sports starting next week. That's how quickly it's coming up here, as we have girls high school golf over on the Indiana side that is firing up a week from this Monday. That is where our summer has went, folks. That is how quick it has happened. Want to thank our sponsors for supporting sports here on WITY. Our good friends over at ServPro of Vermilion County, our presenting sponsor, ServPro Like It Never Even Happened. Make sure you give them a call whenever things get a little messy and or worse. Our good friends over at Latos Hardware in Westville, for all those hard-to-find items, visit Latos Hardware and make sure to say hi to Fifi. Our good buddy, Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount, Illinois. Make sure that you reach out to Dustin for all of your insurance needs. And our good friends over at El Toro of Danville, 619 South Gilbert Street, for the best of Mexican dining. Visit El Toro of Danville. We're super excited because next week we will be adding yet another sponsor. Who is it? You're just going to have to wait and find out. Not only is it coming with sponsorship, but a new segment as well. We're super excited about it. Cannot wait till next week to work that into what we are doing here. And it's going to be a great, great addition to what we're already doing here on WITY as far as the Saturday Sports Connection goes. This week, we've got a lot of Prospect League action as that season starting to wind down. Eastern Illinois Baseball League winding down as well. Legion Baseball and softball in the postseason as well. So we'll be tying up with those items, or at least starting to wind down those items. And we've got some big news elsewhere here from the week as well before we wrap it up in a nice tight bow here for the half-hour program that we have here today. Let's start off with Prospect League Baseball action. And your Danville Dans continue to struggle 2-4 for the week. They had a game with DuBois County postponed, game with Terre Haute canceled. They split with Thrillville. They got pummeled in the first game Tuesday night by a count of 24-8. That was a seven-inning affair. They would win the nightcap late into the darkness 3-2. Then Danville came out the next day, lost to O'Fallon 13-5. Got swept by DuBois County 4-3 and 7-4. And then last night, an 11-4 winner over Springfield. They'll host Alton for a doubleheader today at Springfield tomorrow. Host Springfield on Tuesday at Springfield. And then host DuBois County for a doubleheader before the regular season wraps up. Now, Danville's still in the hunt for a possible playoff position, ironically, at 7-19 for the second half of the season. They are just a few games back from DuBois County, but they need wins and they need help. As DuBois County 10-12, Normal 8-14, Danville 7-19, Springfield pretty much all but out of it at 4-17. They have the Rex that will likely win the Central again. They won the first half of the season. They've already clinched, so it would go to the second-place team, which would be on the road to Terre Haute coming up on Friday for that Central Division Championship. So will it happen? Well, Danville's done some things in the past. They've gotten hot at the right time in past seasons. They need to get hot at any point in time here in the next 6 days because they haven't done so this year, and it's been a struggle for Eric Coleman's squad. In fact, overall, the Dans sitting at 16-32, just a 333 winning percentage, and that is good for fourth overall in the Central. So, in fact, the 1-5 in the Central for the overall is the same as it is here in the second half of the season. Lafayette, 5-2 for the week. They sit on top of the Northeast Division. They are up by two games, up by a game over Champion City, both with 9 losses, but Lafayette with 16 second half victories, Champion City with 14. Champion City did not win the first half, so they would be hungry to get in as a second half winner if Lafayette is to falter down the stretch here. Lafayette was the second place contestant in the first half. That does not get you into the playoffs, though. So Lafayette working to try to clinch a crown here in the Northeast, and they would be on the road in that championship matchup against Johnstown if that comes up on Friday. So Lafayette, 5-2 for the week. They reeled off 4 straight, knocking off Chillicothe in 3 of those 4. Normal was the other one before losing to Chillicothe in 11 by a count of 8-7 on Thursday. Last night, doubleheader action. They split with DuBois County, winning 2-0 before losing 3-2. DuBois County back in Lafayette today. Lafayette will host Johnstown tomorrow, then travel to Normal while hosting Terre Haute on Tuesday, Johnstown on Wednesday, and then on the road to wrap up the regular season on Thursday with Chillicothe. The Terre Haute Rex, they're ones that can kind of hit cruise control right now. They are the winners of the first half trophy. They would allow, if they were to allow DuBois County to win the second half crown, then DuBois County would head to Terre Haute on Friday. Terre Haute was 4-2 for the week. They defeated Cape. They would have a second game with Cape postponed. They would have a game against Danville canceled. They would get swept by Cape 9-0, 6-3. They would defeat DuBois County and Champion City in back-to-back games. They would knock off Cape last night 10-4. They're at Normal today. They host Normal for a doubleheader tomorrow. Then Terre Haute at Lafayette Tuesday, at Cape Wednesday, and then back home against Springfield for a doubleheader on Thursday, wrap up the regular season. They'll stay home Friday and host the Central Division Championship game. So that's where we're at here for the final week, or heading into the final week of the Prospect League season. Let's take a look at some of the league leaders here. As in the hitting, you've got in the top 5, Collins for the Aviators, still strong, 359 and 31 games played. Polanco and Diaz still the 1-2 punch on top of runs batted in. Polanco with 45, Diaz with 43 and 42 games. Diaz slugging at 12 home runs, the only player in double digits this season for Prospect League in 42 games played. And in stolen bases, Wright and Garcia, 1-2, 38 and 37 respectively. Wright in only 34 games. Garcia has gotten his 37 in 43 contests here this season for the Rex. For the pitching side of things, Guadamu still on top, 7 wins. He's going to win the wins crown for the season as Coley and Moss. Coley for the Aviators, Moss for the Rex, each with 5 wins in 8 appearances apiece. Guadamu's, by the way, in 9 appearances this season for the Rex. Strikeouts, Guadamu's on top by 3. He's got 56 strikeouts in 9 appearances. You have Swanson with 47 strikeouts in 9 appearances. Good for tied for 3rd. And Bednar for the Aviators is 5th with 45 in 13 appearances. And in saves, Vesely has 5 saves. That is good for 4th for the Terre Haute Rex. Lucas leads the league with 10 saves for the Jackson Rockabillies. That is your Prospect League baseball action for the week. Eastern Illinois Baseball League action now. Last weekend, just two games got in. It was Paxton over Danville, 9-0, 7-0. Got a feeling Danville struggling to finish the season here. Those were forfeit victories. Buckley and Arcola had to be postponed. Royal had the bye. Buckley will host Arcola for that rainout doubleheader today in the makeup. Of course, weather permitting. Then tomorrow, Danville travels to Royal for a doubleheader. Paxton at Arcola for two. Buckley will have the bye. Right now, the standings look like this. Royal on top, 10-3 on the season. Buckley and Paxton tied for second with 9-5. Arcola 2-9. Danville 3-11. And of course, the Dirtbags losing 5 in a row. Of course, it's hard to win whenever you're not getting out there and actually being on the field. I know they had some vacation time in there for some of the players. In the standings right now on top of the league for hitting, just one over 600 right now, and that's Price in 39 at-bats, hitting .615 for the season. And in pitching, Chauvin still leading the league in ERA, .99, has 3 wins for Buckley. And, of course, this is the last of the regular season this upcoming weekend. They will have the semifinals coming up on Sunday, August 3rd, the championship series the weekend of the 9th and the 10th to round out their season there. When we come back, we will talk Senior and Junior American Legion baseball and softball action. We'll also have all the other items for the week when the Saturday Sports Connection continues, presented by Surf Pro of Vermilion County on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app. Whether it's storm damage or a broken water heater, Surf Pro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. For over 30 years, ServPro has offered all the cleanup and construction services to make your home or business like it never even happened. So no matter what happens, there's just one call you need to make. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077 24 hours a day.
Get outdoor ready at Leto's Hardware. This grilling season, see the experts about the setup that will work best for you. Aluminum grills, tailgate kits, wood pellet smokers, they've got it all. Plus all of the sauces, rubs, and accessories you need. While you're here, visit our garden section or get your window screens fixed to let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out. This is Fifi the Cat, reminding you to follow us on Facebook. Leto's Hardware, where we do it best.
Just because you have a variety of insurance policies doesn't mean you need a variety of agents. I'm Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative in Fairmount. I can help you with all of your insurance needs, from life to health to property insurance, in town or on the farm. I can show you how to take advantage of any discounts available for good drivers to good students, homes equipped with smoke detectors, and more. And the best thing is, it's all available from one person. Call me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount at 217-733-2154.
Make every day a fiesta at El Toro, serving up all of your Mexican favorites. Try their daily lunch specials, served 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Have an event coming up? Spice it up with El Toro Catering for your next office lunch, wedding reception, or family reunion. El Toro has a vast menu to satisfy every craving. From exciting combination dinners to seafood, sizzling fajitas, and vegetarian options, El Toro has something for everyone. Celebrate flavor at El Toro, 619 South Gilbert in Danville.
Welcome back to the Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app. Chad Baker back with you. I'll be honest, folks, just trying to get back to somewhat of a rest equilibrium here. We had 11 events here over the last 4.5 weeks with fair coverage. And trying to get a break in, trying to get a little rest, relaxation coming up here next couple of weeks before we dive right back into it. And I tell you, it was not an easy week overall. Of course, a lot of things going on, either close by or in pop culture sense, you know, that have rocked all of us here. It's been a weird week. It's been a tough week. It's just a lot of stuff that weighs on all of our conscience. And one of those things, I think, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it's something that I'm going to have to get used to, is the reveal this week of the brand new IHSA website. And have you seen this thing? It's amazing. Graphically, just incredible. As far as navigating it, however, still trying to get used to that, because where it comes across aesthetically pleasing, it is probably, it leaves a little more desire to be in the navigation mode of it. I cannot maneuver it as quickly as I once could the old site. However, I think with time it'll be a nice thing. One thing I do like is that it's easier to see all the contacts for all the sports, the emails, up to date for all of the coaches. So let's see how that works out here as the season moves on here. But there again, a nice redesign by IHSA here. Let's hope they don't tinker with it too much more. But there again, I think there's definitely some improvement that is in the process there, and a good job overall. And don't just let one man's decision on that or one man's opinion of that reflect your opinion of that. Let's take a look at Senior American Legion Baseball. The speakers back at it this week. A little bit of rest, relaxation, get warmed up for the 4th Division Senior Tournament. Last night, they knocked out Watsika Senior Legion Post 23 by a count of 11-1. Today, this morning, there again, hoping weather holds up. Shelby County Post 611 getting together with the speakers out here at Carl Gruber. Then, of course, they will continue on tomorrow, and the hopes are that they can get that wrapped up pretty early here. Gold, on the other hand, they, of course, sludged through that 4th Division tournament last weekend. They had their game with Shelby County postponed today. They would double them up by a count of 2-1. They would knock out Paris Post 211 by a count of 10-6 to win the American Legion 4th Division Championship. So Gold now on to the American Legion Illinois Junior State Tournament. They pound Carrier Mills Legion Post 364, 12-1. Carrier Mills out of Saline County down near Harrisburg. Then they knocked out pummeled Carroll Stream Post 76 Junior Thunder 16U last night by a count of 16-1. Today they've got Alton Post 126 Navy Junior Legion 17 U at the Junior State Tournament. That's down in Alton today. So their opponent today getting a little home flavor, and then they will continue on tomorrow. So all the best to John Heck's squad down there in Alton here for the weekend. Senior American Legion softball action. Danville Post 210 Elite 18U. Kind of a varied week here. They knock out the Lady Hitmen 18U Crawfords 10-4. They would lose to the Central Illinois Patriots Hidden 18U 6-1. They lose to the Illinois Lightning KW 18U 6-5. Then a pounding of the Kewaunee Ballhawks 18U 13-0 last night. Three games for Post 210 Elite 18U. They knock off the 06 Midwest Sluggers 18U 11-4. They lose to EP Express 18U McMiniman Harris by a count of 5-3. And then just one of the craziest, longest names ever, they lose 6-2 to the Midwest Aftershock 18U Elite Select National 18U. So don't know why it's necessary to have the 18U in there twice. That's just how it was labeled. I don't name these teams, folks. It is something that, I don't know, people get carried away with. I don't know. It's weird. Junior American Legion softball, the lady speakers, 14U Post 210.
They ran an early gamut over Indiana, Mustang Smith 14U64 and TNT Thunder Robinson 14U7-0. They get tripped up by the OC Elite Kraus 13U87. They come back to knock off the DC Hadley 14U24-25-7-zip before losing to Rawlings Tigers 14U TRB by a count of 4-1. And they anticipated that the softball teams back in action do not have a schedule for them. There again, my cries and pleas go unanswered. So taking a look at what else is happening here for the week. The Benton Central Athletic Department being recognized as first team all sportsmanship honoree by the Indiana High School Athletic Association for the 2025 spring athletic season. This prestigious distinction honors schools across the state that exemplify outstanding sportsmanship, integrity, and respect in athletic competition. It's selected by the IHSAA officials and tournament personnel. First Team All Sportsmanship Honor reflects the commitment of Benton Central's student athletes, coaches, staff, and fans to uphold the highest standards of character both on and off the field. Schools recognized at this level set the tone for a positive culture in high school athletics and serve as role models for others. Jared Hall, AD at Benton Central and all-around good guy, says this honor speaks volumes about the values we instill in our athletic programs. We are proud of our coaches, student athletes, and community for consistently demonstrating class respect and good sportsmanship in every setting. Benton Central joins an elite group of high schools across Indiana, acknowledged for fostering a culture of fairness, ethical behavior, and a commitment to education-based athletics. So congratulations to BC on that. Elsewhere, Clifton Central High School announced that the upcoming induction for former head football coach Dean Kappel will take place into the Central Hall of Fame. Will take place during halftime of the varsity football game this year against Moments. That will be on Friday, September 5th. Kickoff schedule at 7 p.m. Coach Kappel led the Comets from 1992 to 1997, compiling an impressive 51-13 record over six seasons. Under his leadership, Central football became a perennial state contender, achieving five winning seasons, three undefeated regular seasons, four IHSA playoff appearances, with the pinnacle of the tenure coming in 1996 when the Comets were ranked number one in Class 2A for nine consecutive weeks and advanced to the school's first ever IHSA semifinal appearance. In recognition of his outstanding career, Coach Kappel was inducted into the Illinois High School Football Coaches Association Hall of Fame in 2008. And now going in to the School Hall of Fame. So congratulations to Coach Kappel. Fun time will be had by all coming up with the Comets and Moments Friday, September 5th. Just a reminder, Hoopston Area High School still seeking nominations for the Hoopston Area High School Athletic Hall of Fame Class of 2026. The mission of Hoopston Area High School Sports Hall of Fame is to recognize those athletes, teams, coaches, administrators, boosters, or fans who have made significant contributions to Hoopston Area High School athletics. This was accomplished either through their service, performance, dedication, commitment, or accomplishments during their high school careers, or have distinguished himself or herself in the field of athletics after graduating from Hoopston Area High School. Nomination forms for the class of 2026 due by October 1st of this year. Nomination forms can be found on the high school website or by calling Principal Kim Hutzel at Hoopston Area High School office at 217-283-6661. The class of 2026 induction ceremony is currently scheduled for February 6, 2026, during halftime of the boys' high school basketball game. And finally, wrapping up with a little bit more Prospect League action, another milestone, this time for the Dan's big rivals, Lafayette Aviators, on July 22nd, which was on Tuesday night. Their manager, Jamie Saylors, reaching his 200th career win in Prospect League. Congratulations to Jamie on that feat. We will be back next week for another edition of the Saturday Sports Connection here on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app. We'll bring out, of course, our brand new segment next week. We'll even reveal our upcoming season of high school football broadcast. You'll definitely want to stay tuned for that. That wraps us up for this week. I'm Chad Baker. Have a great week.